welcome to the Esteem Scene here at South End City Radio, a show dedicated to feeling good. So let's grow, glow and overflow with self-belief and confidence on the Esteem Scene show. Here's a great track just to get you in the mood. What an amazing track. It never fails to deliver this good feeling of blue skies. Unbelievable. So where should we start? So to introduce myself, I am Emma Jane and I am a confidence coach. My company is NeuroNotion. And I'm here just to give you a weekly dose of self-confidence and self-esteem. So my very first question to you is, if your inner voice was human, would you be friends with it? I'm going to give you a moment just to think about that. But while you do, try and recall the amount of times that you were kind to yourself or positive or encouraging. There have been people that I've met who said they would be, and that's absolutely fantastic, brilliant. And if you are saying, yes, I would be friends with my inner voice, then you are on the right track. If you have thought about this and your response is a no, well, you're amongst many. So please keep tuning in. So during these shows, I'm going to introduce a challenge. We all like a challenge. Well, I hope you do. The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge.
Ta-da!
All it takes is a coffee break. One of the things that we always like to advise is that you're taking time for yourself at some point during the day where you can just sit, breathe and think. Process. So maybe in one of these moments of processing and self-care, you may take on the Coffee Dance Challenge. This week's Coffee Dance Challenge is to write down on a piece of paper all of the things you think about yourself. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Once you have completed this, your next part of the challenge is to combat the negative language by changing the words to something that's positive. This is possible. We seem to get into the habit all too quickly of being negative to ourselves. We wouldn't dare do it to anybody else. But to ourselves, we are highly critical. Well, most of us are. If you're not, continue to be that way. But for those of us who are particularly critical, slow it down. Change the narrative. Change the language. Look at where you can add a positive spin onto any kind of negative that you write down. And keep those positive ones as well. They are so important. Self-awareness, ladies and gentlemen. Self-awareness for the good and the bad. And even the bad's never going to be that bad. My example would be, I'm rubbish at maths. Well, actually, the truth is, I'm good at English and I have to work harder with my maths. It's just logical rather than mean. So whilst you're working out when and where you are going to find that moment of self-care to write your sumptuous selection of sassy, self-assured words of value and self-love, don't go anywhere. The esteem scene is just getting started and we are diving deep into confidence hacks that will have you standing tall and feeling like you can conquer it all. But before we continue, here's a couple of tracks to keep you in the feel-good mood and a song from a guy who's pretty good at holding a note.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When the day
day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in your being generous, sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. May the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all. Slap bracelet. May you keep the chaos and the clutter off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions, though immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. May you really own it each moment to the next. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. May the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need more.
If you believe it, then anything can happen. Go, 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 raise your glasses. Go, 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 you can have it.
Infinite possible ways to love you, and I want you to have it all. Well, yes, I do, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to have it all the confidence, all the self-esteem, and all that you deserve. Such great lyrics. So let's look at kindness. I'm sure you're all very, very kind people. Kind to your colleagues, kind to your family, kind to your friends, kind to strangers. But are you kind to yourself? It's really important. I don't think anyone understands the value of this really kind self-talk. Because you're your one true fan. You're the one who's going to get yourself through stuff. Even though you have lots of people or not to support you, the fact is you are your own cheerleader. In my history, I have been known to be so kind to other people. And part of the reason I built NeuroNotion in the first place is because my self-esteem was on the floor for so long. I was your typical people pleaser, putting myself last at my own detriment and really not looking after my own feelings and how I felt. In fact, I would go as far as to say a very, very talkative person, not knowing how to truly communicate my feelings in fear of being a burden or annoying, and most likely not taken seriously. But it's about kindness, as I said before. So use the same kindness you'd use for the people you care about to yourself too. So if a friend comes to your house and has an accident, say for example a lamp breaks on the floor through a few too many giggles and wine, or if milk is spilt from the fridge onto the floor, how many times do you say, no, don't worry, it's fine, it's an accident? But then on the other hand, how many times do you say that to yourself? Oh, it's okay, it's only an accident. Or are you there effing and blinding and growling to yourself silently or even loudly about how much of an idiot you are? But are you really an idiot? Because that could have happened to anybody. And it's about being fair. The next thing I want to discuss before we go on to some more tracks of feel good power. Perfectionism, that horrible word. Just to highlight, we're all imperfect, and actually it's nothing to be ashamed of. We're all in this together. We have imperfections and we are all in some way flawed, wonderful, wounded, miraculous, and this is all part of being human. Compassion gives you a feeling of belonging. So allow yourself to belong just as you are. Show yourself the same compassion again as you do to others. Show yourself the patience you show others. No doubt you have so much patience for other people. So really, you need to show that to you too. You show value to what they can do. So it's about time you turn it around onto you. No one needs to be perfect. We need to look at our expectations, which we will come back to in another episode. But right now, just think about the expectations you have of yourself compared to the things you have of others, and realize that actually your expectations need to probably come a little lower. And at that point, you will do more, feel more, achieve more. And there comes the self-esteem and the self-worth. So drop the perfectionism. Be who you are. And all you need to do is try your best and be authentic. People use that word loads now. But it's generally true. Be authentic. Be yourself. and find those reasons to love you and why you are so lovable to the people around you. You deserve love. We all deserve love. And for now, let's celebrate you and praise you like I should. We're never going to stop because we were born this way.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I I'm
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, me, I'm on the right.
Yes, baby, we were born this way. So, do we understand and know about the art of stopping? I don't mean the coffee break. I don't mean the self-care. I don't mean just a rest. I mean a momentary stop. We have so much that we need to do. We all live very, very busy lives, and life doesn't stop. The world keeps turning and turning and turning, and thinking goes into overdrive, goes into overwhelm, overthinking. At what point do we stop? That momentary stop. practice this. Stop the inner voice. Silence. We have silences in music, in classical music. There's rests and moments of silence. Take a moment of silence. Look around you. Take it all in. Quieten the thoughts and take in your surroundings. Even if you've seen them a million times before, I guarantee there is always something that you haven't looked at for a while. And there's sometimes something to even smile at. So stop and just be. Breathe. Give yourself a rest, that moment. And be reassured in the moment of silence that you are okay just as you are. There's plenty of things that are bound to go wrong. Things go wrong all the time. But you've got this. And maybe in that moment, take some time to think what you are grateful for. Things that are working. Things that you are good at. But just breathe. A bit of silence. So I'm sure all of you know the word affirmation. And I can imagine that some of you are eye rolling. Oh God, here we go. No, but seriously. Affirmations are so positive. They ground you. They give you goals. They give you something to look forward to. They give you something to believe in. So together, here we go, we're going to do some affirmations. So whether you're in the car, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, or if it's on your phone, if you can, repeat it loudly. If you can't, just say it in your head. Are we ready? I believe in me. I am enough. Who I am is enough. And with patience and time, I will find the solutions. So the next time you pass a mirror, notice everything that's good about you. Try to find something that creates your own identity. The things that make you authentic. And remember, to make this world a kinder place, it starts with you. It starts with inside you. And you are unstoppable.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with me. It's gonna feel real good. Some more
change.
Just to live yourself enough. You got to stop it yourself.
Yeah. Make that change.
I gotta make that change today. You got to stop with yourself, baby.
Feeling sure is the only way to make friendships grow, but I'm too afraid.
Well, that's it from me. Thank you for joining us for our first edition of the Esteem Scene Show. We've been spending time looking at ways to boost your confidence and self-esteem. Don't forget your confidence challenge, and we hope you're walking away with the new tools and fresh motivations. Also, don't forget to take a look at the other awesome shows on the fabulous Southend City Radio. So until next week, stay strong, stay confident, and most importantly, love yourself a little lots.
Yeah. No, I said it's true. I can feel the love. Can you feel it too? I can feel it all. Oh, oh. I can feel it all. Oh, oh. You know I said it's true. I can feel the love. Can you feel it too? I can feel it all. Oh, oh. I can feel it all. Oh, oh. I can feel it all.